Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, if you would, to the book of... Anybody remember our text? Huh? Mark 11. Don't you like Mark 11? Whew. I'm excited about this morning. I can get as excited about faith as about anything. It has changed our life so radically. So many results that we've seen that we didn't see before we learned about faith. And I know that our future depends on the grace of God and our faith. How many have seen enough in the Word to see that everything, from being born again, all the way through life, to the end and beyond, is by grace through faith? Can you see that? By grace, but not just by grace, also through faith. And so many times Jesus looked at people who were needing things and wanting things, and he didn't just tell them, okay, here you go, according to the power of God, according to the will of God. What did he say? According to your faith. Now, religion and tradition has just completely done away with that. And they've made it according to the will of God. Haven't they? They have actually changed what Jesus said. And they find fault with us. They've changed what he said according to God's power, according to God's will. It didn't say that. Again and again, what did he tell people? As you have believed, so be it to you. According to your faith, be it unto you. Not just once. Again and again and again. Is it really that way? Then you and I ought to be very interested in faith and growing in faith. And developing in faith. And so many things that people blame on the will of God because it didn't happen. It's not true. It's the result of a lack of faith. They say it wasn't the will of God, but it was just lack of faith. And that's sad because the bottom line is that somebody didn't receive. And you know, it's small consolation holding on to your tradition while not receiving. Yeah, but this is what we believe. Yeah, but you do it without. Well, this is the best we know. Well, maybe it's not enough. Maybe we need to know some more. So let's go on today. We're going to believe God together?
Yes.
How many believe God could speak to you in such a way through the Word that your faith just wells up and just reaches up and soars beyond where you have been? And your ability to lay hold and receive from Him for yourself and for the benefit of the kingdom and other people can greatly increase. Then let's do it. Mark 11:22. What does it say? Jesus said to them what? Have faith in God. Everybody say that out loud. Have faith in God. Say it again. Have faith in God. Try to have faith? Uh-uh. Do your best? No, no. Have faith. Have faith. Look at somebody and say, have faith. Then you tell them, okay. Okay. If you look up in the margin, it can read like this, and some other translations bring it out. Have the faith of God, or have the God kind of faith. Well, where did this faith come from? Do we serve a faith God? Does He Himself operate in faith and by faith? You know, it's real ignorance that people make fun of faith. Because God operates by faith. And we sure ought to be glad He does. He is not moved by what He sees with you. and me. He speaks things over us that's nothing like what he sees. And he is unmoved by contradicting circumstances decade after decade. Aren't we glad? And what he's endeavoring to do with us is get us to do like he does. Not just fall apart when we see something that's not good. Not just throw up our hands in despair when we feel something bad. He's teaching us and training us and calling on us to be like him. And to be unmoved by what we see and feel, only by what we believe. And what we believe is what he said. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Oh, faith, faith, faith. Faith the way. Have faith in God. Who said that?
Jesus.
You know, the context of this, as you remember, is he spoke to the fig tree. And it obeyed him. And the disciples remarked about it. And they said, how quickly that happened. You just spoke to it and it happened. And he looked at them and said, you have faith in God too. Now, if you put this together with Matthew 21, if you were here a couple of Sundays ago, you know, we went into some detail about it. Jesus said in Matthew 21, he said, if you would believe and not doubt, you could not only do that which he's done to the fig tree, but you could also speak to this mountain. Is he telling them they can do what he just did? As plainly as you can say it. And yet, religion has taken Jesus and what he has done and put it in a category unattainable to us and said, well, yeah, he could speak to things and it happened because he's God. But you're not, so forget it. But again, that's the tradition of man making the word of God of none effect. Get that out of your head and come back to what Jesus said.
Yes.
Right? He looked at him and he's looking at you and he's looking at me and he's saying, you see what I did to that fig tree? Yeah. You can do it too. Not only that, but you see that big mountain over there? Yeah. You can do that. You can speak to that. And if you won't doubt, but believe that what you say comes to pass, you will have what you said. That's a lot of you. Let's read it. 23. For verily I say to you that whosoever, young Christian, older Christian, Baptist, Catholic, Pentecostal, Southern, Northern, educated, uneducated, rich, poor, whosoever shall what? Then do you know why we make confessions? Why we say? Whoever will say to this mountain. That's not prayer. You're not praying to God about the mountain. You're talking to the big problem. And you tell the big problem, you be thrown into the sea. Now what comes next? And you don't allow yourself to doubt, but you believe that what you said will come to pass. So it's not just saying it, but it's believing what you said. Someone said, well, you believe you can have it, anything that you say. No, bring it right back to the word. He said, if you would say it and not doubt, but believe what you said would happen, then you would have whatever you said. Yeah, you can say all kind of stuff that you don't believe. That doesn't mean it's going to happen. But if you say it and believe it and believe it and say it, and say it and believe it and don't quit. What did Jesus say? You will have whatever it is that you are saying. I believe the words of Jesus. I'm looking at the Bible. This is what he said. People can make fun of us. I mean, just recently, somebody told me, you know, that they didn't believe what I teach. And they said, you know, y'all are that name it and claim it bunch. I'm not talking about a year ago. I'm talking about days ago. Well, I make no apology. I'm reading the words of Jesus. He's the one told me this. What's wrong with believing this? Do you know what would be wrong with believing this? That if I would say it and not doubt in my heart, but believe that what I said would come to pass, I would have what I say. Now see, people think that they are so opposed to that. But how are they opposed to getting saved? Isn't that how they got saved? Isn't that exactly how they got born again if they are? They believed something in their heart, right? They said it with their mouth. Exactly. And why do we think that after you get born again, God's ways of doing things radically changes? And it's not that way anymore. No, the same way you got in this is the way you're going to go through this all the way to the end. Can you say amen?
Amen.
If you believe it, say so. I believe this.
I believe
the words of Jesus. That if I would say, and not doubt in my heart, but believe what I say, would come to pass, that I will have what I say. I believe it. He said it. I believe it. That's why we keep saying every debt. Every debt, every one of them, reduced and eliminated. Do you believe that? Are you expecting that to happen? Then what'll happen? It is happening. We get reports of it every week. I mean, you just have to be blind or dishonest to deny it. It's happening right in front of us. We keep saying we're getting our houses, our buildings, our lands. We have had report after report. You just heard this one today. People living in their van. Now they got their own house, got their own place. 14 acres. They just kept sitting up here. You know, even though they were crowded with all their dogs and their cats in their little room, they stood up and said, we're getting our houses and our buildings and our land. We're getting them. We're getting them. Now they're in it. I feel sorry for people that don't believe this. What are they doing? Without. And blaming God, trying to say it's the will of God. Sad. Well, we're having fun. Instead of fighting us, they should come join us. They'd be a lot happier.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, How Faith Comes, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104C. That's R1104C. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.